there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're diving deep into the heart of who you are. That's right, we're going to discover the true you. Let's get into it. Deep within every individual lies an untapped list of potential strength and authenticity, and that is the true you. Yet, life's challenges, society expectations, and self-doubt often cloud our ability to fully embrace who we are meant to be. We wear masks to fit in, silence our dreams to avoid failure, and suppress our true selves out of fear of judgment, worrying about what others think. But what if the greatest journey of your life is not about becoming someone else, but about uncovering and embracing who you truly are? The true you, unlocking your hidden potential. That's a journey of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and transformation. So we're definitely going to peel back the layers of conditioning, fear, and doubt so that you can step fully into your power and your purpose. And by simply embracing your unique strengths, your passions, and values, you will learn how to live a life that is not dictated by outside pressures, but shaped by your authentic selves. And we're going to go over practical strategies to explore what it means to be unapologetically yourself. You'll learn how to break free from limiting beliefs, cultivate self-confidence, and align your life with your truest desires, and live a life with purpose and that's authentic to you. You were never meant to be a copy of someone else. Your authenticity matters, and it's your greatest strength, and your true self is waiting to be discovered. So are you ready to embrace the real you? We're living in a world that constantly tells us who we should be, how we should look, and what we should value. It could easily, lose sight. You could lose sight of your true selves. We get caught up in expectations, pressures, and the desires to fit in, often sacrificing our authenticity and the process. We lose little pieces of ourselves. So this episode isn't about rejecting, society norms altogether or suggesting that we should ignore the needs of others. It's about recognizing the importance of self-discovery, understanding all of your core values, and embracing the unique individual you were born to be. You're so unique, you're so special, and we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of uncovering your true self and explore how to live a life that aligns with your authentic values and that brings you genuine joy and fulfillment. We'll explore what it means to truly know your true self, discuss the common obstacles that can, prevent that level of self-awareness, and unpack practical strategies for uncovering your passions, understanding your values, and living a life that is true to who you are at your core. Being authentic, being honest with yourself. We'll be very honest about the vulnerability and courage required to embrace your authentic self, especially when it differs from, what society expects of you, but also celebrate your liberation, your joy, and empowerment that comes with living a life that is genuinely yours. So what does it mean to know the true you? It's all about being authentic. It's all about self-awareness, understanding your thoughts, understanding your feelings, understanding what motivates you and all of your values, and authenticity, living a life that is congruent with your inner self. and self-acceptance, embracing your strengths and weaknesses without judgment. You have to accept yourself fully. Don't judge yourself if you fall short of society standards and expectations. The world is critical enough, so you have to accept and embrace all aspects of you. You're unique, you're beautiful, you're different. That's okay. There's only one you that's perfect. And understand clarity. Having a clear understanding of your purpose and what truly matters to you. Have that level of freedom, being free from the needs to conform or please others at the expense of your own well-being. So, what are some things that can get in the way of you understanding your true self? Definitely society expectations, the pressure to conform to society standards and expectations. That's such a heavy load. So be cautious and tread lightly with that. It also can result in your family cultural influences and the expectations and beliefs that are instilled in us by our families and cultures. That's a part of your makeup as well. It also comes from past experiences. Some are traumatic or painful experiences that can shape our perception of who we are. Another one is fear of judgment, fear that people are going to judge you, fear of being criticized or rejected for being your true selves. Don't worry about that fear. You being your authentic self is more important than the judgment of others. Their opinions doesn't matter. What matters is that you're being your authentic self. And we know this one, negative self-talk, the constant stream of critical thoughts that are bringing down your self-confidence. Stop that negative self-talk. Get rid of it. So I want to uncover some practical strategies for discovering your true authentic self. The first thing is self-reflection and introspection. And that's to take time for quiet contemplation, journaling or meditation, and asking yourself important questions about your values, your passions, and your goals. And explore different activities and interests. Try new things. Step out of your comfort zone, and you might discover some hidden talents and passions and gems. So we went over that, the hidden treasures. You definitely want to explore that. Pay attention to what energizes you. What activities or interactions leave you feeling inspired and fulfilled? Try to do more of that and identify your core values. Write down a list of what your principles are and what's most important to you. What do you stand for? Because if you don't know what you stand for, you're going to be all over the place. So your core values matters 100%. Challenge all of your negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. Question the negative thoughts and beliefs that are holding you back from being your true self. Ask yourself, why are you feeling this way? Why are those thoughts in your mind? And seek feedback from people that you care about, trusted friends and family members, and ask them what they see as your strengths and what are your unique qualities. And here's a big one. Embrace vulnerability. Allow yourself to be seen and known. Even with your imperfections, it takes courage to show up as your true, authentic self. Vulnerability. It's okay to not be perfect. Your uniqueness is beautiful. Embrace it and practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding to yourself throughout the journey of self-discovery. Discovering your true self is a lifelong journey. It requires courage, self-reflection, and a willingness to be honest with yourself. But the rewards, they're very great. You know, it's self-awareness, increased confidence, and just an overall more fulfilling, powerful life. I don't know about you, but those are some pretty great rewards. So think of it, you know, what areas is it that you need to be more authentic in? Be truthful to yourself. Be honest. Understand that it's okay to be you. You're perfect just the way you are. Flaws and all. I embrace all of my flaws. So I'm not just speaking to tell you to embrace your flaws. I embrace my flaws and I'm like, they're mine. This is me. Take it or leave it. But it takes time to get to that point. You have to build up to that if you're not there. And that's totally okay because I wasn't always this way. So if you have to build up to that, that's totally fine too. And it's not to say to just, you know, want to be normal and be basic. That's definitely not what I'm talking about because I don't think I'm basic and I don't think, you know, being normal, you know, I strive for excellence, but at the same time, I understand that I'm not perfect and I understand that I have flaws and I'm okay with that. As long as I'm working, you know, to get better and I'm not overly critical of myself or being unrealistic or holding myself to a standard that I could never achieve, I'm okay with my flaws. I'm good to go. So I encourage you to look into being confident and being okay with expressing yourself, even with your flaws and all. You don't have to be perfect. And having that level of courage and showing that level of vulnerability, that's a powerful thing. And it's so beautiful and it's so incredible. So if you're not already doing it, if you're not already there, take some baby steps so you can gradually get there and embrace all of your uniqueness. It's 2025 and it's time to take off the mask. Unmask your true self, the true you. Don't worry about society expectations because somewhere down the line, they can bring down your self-esteem and shape your identity. Recognize the difference between who you are and who you've been told to be. Identify the barriers that keep you from embracing your true self. What's getting in the way of you showing up as your authentic self? That authentic version of you is the best version of you. And understand self-doubt and fear and how that can hold you back. And reframe any negative thoughts and self-talk and replace them with positive affirmation. Speak positivity into your life. Speak a word of positivity over your life and cultivate a mindset of confidence and self-worth. You are worthy to be you, to show up as your true, authentic self. And if you're not sure of what that is, identify what excites you and what fulfills you and align your strengths with your core values and purpose and turn your passions into meaningful actions and you'll see how fulfilled your life is and how much happier you are and how much joy it will bring you when you step out as your true authentic self. And embrace authenticity in everyday life, living with integrity and staying true to your values. Overcome that fear of judgment. That's not an easy thing to do, but once you do it and understand that people's words can't hurt you and their opinions can't break you, you'll be able to build authentic relationships that support your growth and be able to be courageous and be your authentic self, stepping into the true you that's so powerful, setting those bold goals that align with your authentic self, and taking action despite being uncertain. Cultivate resilience and embrace lifelong growth and being true to your authentic self. We've unpacked a lot and understand that becoming your true authentic self is a lifelong journey and it's not a destination. It's something that you have to incorporate into your life daily, now and forever. Always be authentic to you. Keep it real with yourself by shedding society expectations, breaking free from all of those limiting beliefs and embracing your unique strengths. You can create a life that is authentic, fulfilling, and so powerful. The world needs the real you. So step forward and own your truth. Step out as the most authentic version of yourself. There's nothing greater and there's nothing better than the authentic you. Because I'm here to tell you, your uniqueness is so much greater than who you could pretend to be. So step out as the authentic version of yourself. What area of your life Are you curious about exploring more to show your true self? What small steps can you take today to connect with your authentic self and live a life that's more aligned with your values? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, the world needs the true you. Embrace your authenticity, celebrate your uniqueness, and live a life that's genuinely yours. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.